I have heard it is said about one of the oldest men. He lives in Soviet Russia. He is 165 years old. A few days before, he was interviewed on Russian TV. He was asked that he is so old, but why he is still so cheerful and so blissful. He still sings and dances. He still laughs, just like a small child. He said, and his reply is just beautiful, very deep and penetrating. He said, in the morning when I awake, there are two choices for me, two alternatives. Either I can be cheerful or I can be not cheerful. And I always choose to be cheerful. In the morning, there are two choices before me, either to be cheerful or not to be cheerful. And I always choose to be cheerful. The reply is very beautiful, because whatsoever you are is your choice. If you are miserable, you have chosen it. And just if you can change your choice, your life will change spontaneously. Remember this, that whatsoever you are miserable, are happy, are unhappy, are blissful, it is your own choice. You have chosen it. And not only chosen it, you constantly go on feeding it. As I see, everyone is feeding his misery. Everyone is clinging to his misery. This experiment is to change the choice. This experiment is to move from misery towards blissfulness. You have to cooperate with me in throwing your misery wholesale, totally. And you can throw it, but it can be thrown only through a method. It has been accumulated so long, so many lives you have been accumulating it. You cannot just throw it. A method is needed, and this Shaktipat is the method. You have to surrender your ego, and immediately the work starts. When you surrender the ego, immediately there will be a contact. My energy will be in contact with your breathing process. Your breathing will become faster. When your breathing starts becoming faster, help it to be more fast, more deep. Allow it to be chaotic. Throw your breath, exhale as deeply as possible. Then inhale deeply, then exhale again, as if your whole life energy has become breathing. The moment your life energy is moving as fast and deep breath, mind stops. And the fast breathing will help to stimulate your body energy, your bioenergy, your body electricity. Immediately there will be a tingling sensation all over the body, and you will feel to move, you will feel to dance, you will feel to jump. Allow the body to have its own way. Don't come in between. Don't create any suppression, any interference. Just allow the body to have its own way. Body is more wise than you. If you can allow it, it will throw all that has become a burden to you. And when your body is jumping and moving and the electricity has arisen and it is working, the third effect will be your emotions will be stimulated. All that is suppressed will like to come out. All that is now unconscious will become conscious. You would like to scream. You would like to weep or cry. Allow it to happen. Help it to happen. Be cooperative with it. Many times the thought will come and try to interfere. Many times your mind will become a disturbance in the meditation. Many times your mind will say, what you are doing? Are you going mad? This is crazy. What others will think about it? If you listen to the mind, you have gone out of the experiment. Don't listen to the mind. At least for 1 hour, don't listen to the mind and have a different kind of experience which is not of the mind. I have heard once it happened in a lonely place, in a dark night, one man was attacked by a thug. The thug said, this is a holdup. Give your money to me or else. The man asked, what or else? What do you mean by or else? The victim demanded. The thug said, don't try to confuse me. This is my first job. Don't ask me or what else. Don't try to confuse me. This is my first job. Your mind is the victim in meditation. Meditation is an effort to go away, to go above, to transcend the mind. Ultimately, meditation is suicidal to the mind because mind is the disease. Mind is the victim. And whenever you try to enter meditation, the mind will try to create confusion. The mind will start asking questions, what you are doing? What do you mean by this? Just tell to the mind that don't try to confuse me, at least for 1 hour. Allow me to be without the mind, without you. And once you have tasted what to be in meditation means, mind will not be able to disturb it. But without knowing what meditation is, mind can disturb. It can create problems. For 1 hour, set aside. You have brought a flower. That flower is just a token of your ego, of your mind, of your thought process. When you drop it, drop your mind, your ego with it. For 1 hour, be mindless so that I can work. If you cannot leave your mind, nothing will happen to you. So it all depends on you. It is your choice. If you have decided to enter meditation, nothing can prevent it. But if you are hesitating and confused, nothing can help you. So decide. And when the flower drops, drop with it. For 1 hour you are not here so that I can work. Ab aankh band kar le, phool par dhyan kar le, aur khyal karein ki phool aapke sare ahankar, aapke sare man ko apne bheetar le liya. Phool mein apne sare ahankar aur man ko dal de.